your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
I want to grow the game of soccer and give every kid the chance to play. What would you like the power to do?
Bank of America champion street soccer advocate Kyle Martino and is proud to be the official bank of U.S. Soccer and FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
When you're a maintenance engineer in a beverage manufacturing plant, you keep production lines moving and quality on track because there's no room for slowdowns. With Grainger's vast selection of high-quality motors, sensors, belts, and hard-to-find parts, you can get what you need fast and all in one place, so nothing gets in the way of getting the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse on this random Tuesday, the 16th of June. Today with Paul on vacation. We'll pick that back up next week. Had plans to go live and talk about Cooper Pratt and his Brewers debut, and we're going to do that. And I was going to do that first and then also talk about Lionel Messi and Argentina, their game against Algeria in the World Cup and whatever happened there. I don't know how many shows in any realm or platform are going to do a little Lionel Messi and then a little Cooper Pratt, but let this be the first and possibly last. And I was going to start with the Brewers because a lot of the content lately has been World Cup driven. And I know some of you are super into it. And I know some of you are less so. I have seen very little what soccer this time around. So either I'm not being obnoxious enough or people have just kind of submitted to the fact that, yeah, people like soccer, dude. And if you don't, that's fine. But a lot of people do. And for those of us that do, for those of us that love it, this was a big night of this World Cup. The USA the other night was big. There's a lot of games that are big, and some of these daytime games, like I probably should have been live during Spain's game. I went on with Carlos early because I just assumed it'd be a blowout, but that was a 0-0 game, which that's the game. If you ever are like, how can a 0-0 game be exciting? That's the game. That's how. A team that shouldn't win against a team that should draws him to a 0-0 tie. And then still is playing. Cape Verde was playing to win. They sent everybody up in extra time playing to win. That is how a 0-0 game can be exciting. This was a big night because it's prime time. Mexico played. Canada played. Those were in the day. The USA played. That was at night. This is the game, I think. Well, Brazil, Morocco was a big game that had 11 million people watching it on Saturday in New York. But I think this was a game with the finals done, the Stanley Cup done. There's baseball, of course, but this was the event tonight, Argentina versus Algeria, and more specifically, Messi in prime time for his home country, the defending World Cup champions. Now, you may have seen him play a little bit in MLS. It's not the same. People are not going to flock to their televisions on a Tuesday night to watch Inter Miami, even if the game is on Fox. But this is Messi at Arrowhead Stadium for their first game in the World Cup. And he knocked in four goals. One was offside, so it didn't count. But he had a hat trick. And I believe that ties him for the all-time World Cup goal scoring lead. And this was his first World Cup hat trick, I believe. I also heard that on the broadcast, 17th minute, 60th minute, and 76th minute. And none of them were cheapies. The second one really impressed me because everything that had happened was set up through him. The goalie just passed midfield, kicked it forward, and Messi immediately trapped it, was able to deliver a perfect pass that looked like it was going to be too long, but he knows exactly what he's doing. And then he followed the ball off the shot and got the rebound. Let me explain it for you like this, if you're not a soccer guy. He is perfect. He is a perfect player. Everything he does is perfect. Every touch he makes is perfect. It's all perfect. Messi is, there's not a bad touch on him. So you watch like some of these great moments, 40 points in a finals game. And then three turnovers. There's none of that. Messi is, it's just perfect. And I hope, and this is what I think is the case, is that this game was not too late, maybe on the East Coast, 9 o'clock, but where a lot of kids could have stayed up to watch. Now, they'll have some games next Monday. I think their game is around noon Central time, but they'll have a bunch of games that you could still watch. But this one, again, prime time with little competition, and kids need to be watching this because kids love Messi. All right, my kid wore a Messi shirt today to summer camp, and he was not the only kid I saw in a Messi shirt. In fact, yesterday there were probably more kids in Messi shirts. Every kid that I know has a Messi shirt. I not everyone, but of the team and of the team that I coach and the kids that I know through my son's friends, I would say I've seen 75% of at least the boys in a Messi shirt or jersey or shorts. I mean, these kids just love Messi, and they know him as the GOAT. I was watching a Royal Rumble because we're going backwards, me and my kid watching Royal Rumbles, and we watched the 2012 Royal Rumble, which is terrible. Like, everyone in it's a comedy act. Booker T, Jerry the King Lawler, Michael Cole doing the announcing. They all win in it at some point. Sheamus won. But when you're watching this, and we're watching this Rumble, what was I saying? Usually when I forget what I was saying, I still sort of remember in my head, and I can get back to it if I just stall for a second. Why did I bring up the Royal Rumble? Oh, I remember. Because, Tim, at one point they said, this guy's the GOAT. And he's like, you think he looks like a GOAT? And I remember, like, with Chuck a lot on Chuck and Winkler, I would say GOAT. And because GOAT was always bad. GOAT. Who was the GOAT of that game? He really screwed up. Who's the GOAT? GOAT was always bad. But then it turned into greatest of all time. And kids know Messi as the GOAT. And a lot of these kids, too, if they ever watch a YouTube video, and like iShowSpeed's a big Ronaldo guy, and he'll say he's the GOAT, but there's a lot of just like YouTube videos. I've seen way too many. There's these YouTube videos that like dudes 19 to 26 pump out. And even if it has nothing to do with soccer, they'll do one of these quick cuts to the camera and they'll say, hey, by the way, kids, who's the GOAT, Messi or Ronaldo? Subscribe for Messi, like for Ronaldo, or comment. Why don't you do the same? Like for Messi and leave a comment for Ronaldo. But he's the GOAT, and they have shirts that say GOAT, and they know him as the GOAT. And I think that it's great. You know, growing up, there's just like there were good soccer players, but there's never been like, if you're a kid growing up and you like soccer, you're in a wonderful time to be able to watch this. So I hope that a lot of these kids that had Messi jerseys watch some of this game. And I hope the parents had the foresight as they're scrambling, like, we got to get him a new Messi jersey for his birthday. I hope they were like, hey, this guy actually plays that my kid worships. I better watch. And if you did watch, this is the other thing. You saw exactly what you needed to see. Messi scored a goal. Whew. And then another one. And then another one. A hat trick. They subbed him off just after the 80th minute. Argentina's going to win this game. And it's just been another incredible couple of days of soccer here. And I'm just loving it. Now, there's a game tonight at 11. Austria versus Jordan. I will be staying up for that. The game's at 11. This is because the World Cup, a lot of years, it's like, you want to watch these games, you got to get up at 5 a.m. You know, or you got to stay up till 1 a.m, depending on where it is. So I like that there's still like weird ass late games, when I don't think that there needs to be. Where is this game being played tonight, and why is it so late? But there's a couple of these 11 o'clock games. So this is in Santa Clara. So it's a 9 o'clock start time there, midnight on the East Coast. But it's, that's like watching soccer when you should be asleep. That's something that I identify with quite a bit. And so I'm eager to see that game tonight. But again, what a brilliant performance by Messi. What a great game by the GOAT. I know some will say it's Ronaldo. I'm just stunned. Just absolutely stunned with the performance that Messi put out there tonight.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
I'm honored to make history and to make my community proud. What would you like the power to do?
Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of U.S. soccer.
Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
We are into the Winklerverse. We are brought to you by Carl's Place for golf simulators. Dan Shaney Insurance provides the video streaming. And, of course, Happy Place Hemp. Now, at Happy Place Hemp, you can get the promo code for 25% off each and every order. That is with the promo code BART. So at checkout, put in BART. And I've been talking a lot about their seltzers. Here's something they've done. They have the 20 milligram seltzers that are the Drift, and then they turned them into gummies as well. So you can get, and these are gummies. These look a little different than some of the other ones. These are the nighttime CBD CBN ones that I got for my boy Timothy Shea. But so they wanted to make seltzers, and they made seltzers, and then people are like, well, I like the seltzer. Can you make it a gummy? So now we got some gummy varieties of the seltzers. So happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Do have some of the links put out if anybody wants to join. I know this is a bit impromptu and meant to be a Brewers postgame show as well. Greg says, I love Leo Messi, Mr. Positive, Detroit Radio, National Radio, TV, and Podcast. That's quite the long sign-off, Greg. But, it's quite the long sign-off, but it is his moniker, and we've always supported Greg for some reason. Greg's probably the guy who gets on the most shows of anybody ever. Recently surpassed, though, by J.D. Vance. I'm only bringing this up because, like, J.D. Vance was on The View, and then he was on every Fox show as, like, a panelist. Like, he was doing anchor reads. It's like, what the fuck? I don't know. More power to him. I'm not going to buy the book, but, you know, I don't know why I felt the need to mention that. I just, every time I was opening Twitter to look at Messi, I saw him on another show. I mean, he's just, like, it's almost like if you're in the Fox studios today, hey, that's the vice president. It's like, oh, that's JD. He's in the fourth seat of Gutfeld. All right, Tim, please. The Brewers, and I can get back into the World Cup a little bit, or we can do questions. I got some voicemails I could play if we get around to that. Did want to talk about the Brewers as well, because this felt like a pretty monumental night. Not just having the night off yesterday, but then the news that Cooper Pratt was being called up and is now an active member of this roster. This is something that Brewers fans have been waiting for. Cooper Pratt did not do much tonight. He started at short. He batted eighth. He went 0-for-3. I believe they were all groundouts. He did overthrow Bowers over at first. I believe Bowers was over there at the time. He overthrew him. And so, you know, maybe the jittery nerves or anything like that. But Cooper Pratt made his Brewers debut tonight, which means that the Sophia Minard parent interview happened tonight, and that was good to see. And all of his brothers were there. I believe that three brothers he has. So the oldest of four boys, if I'm not mistaken. That's that means you're sick as fuck by experience. But Cooper Pratt in the batting lineup and batting eighth. I don't know what this means, Andy. I don't know what you're talking about. Green Bay may lose the Packers now. Bah, ha, ha, ha. That would be the funniest thing ever. LMAO. I don't know what that's referencing. I know Facebook's a nasty place, and there's a lot of, like, Matt LaFleur's adopted a lot of puppies over the last year. There's some thing going on between lawmakers and the Sports Broadcasting Act and all that stuff. If it's related to that, then I am duly misinformed, as that's one of these stories I look at and say, anytime a politician gets involved in sports TV broadcasting rights, either side, don't listen. Don't pay attention to it. It's all gobbledygook. It's all nonsense. Oh, Ohio State shouldn't play at noon. Remember that guy from Ohio? Of course you don't, because he gets in the news for one day, and then he fades away. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about, and I don't think I want to know. I just you live in your zone where you think that that's a thing, and I don't need to interfere. You know, I don't. Your lights are on. I'll just keep walking right on by. That's fine. Cooper Pratt, though, he got the 8-year extension, $50 million. This is a new strategy for the Brewers, where they are paying guys before they ever get to the big leagues. My son, who I told this is our new guy, Cooper Pratt, my son has a future in being a sports radio caller, because we watched the first at bat and then he got out and he goes, "This guy stinks." And I said, "Yeah, what's he doing here, bud? Let's get him off the team. This guy stinks." Little does he know, he went 0-for-3 with all groundouts, and he made a throwing mistake. So he'll be all riled up to call after that. But this is a strategy that we assume will work. It's worked for the Braves, Acuna and Albies and these guys. They sign them to big deals, and that means they buy out their arbitration, so we don't have to worry about that every year. And then they feel secure that, hey, even before I made it to the show, I got $50 million coming. And that's a gamble some people are going to take and some people don't want to take. I would absolutely take it if I were in their position, especially with the impending lockout. Especially with that, I would take the money. You don't know what things are going to look like after. So I don't think the Brewers are doing this separate from the lockout. I don't think what the Brewers are doing is unaffected by the fact that there may not be baseball next season. I think that they are purposely looking at guys that they want long-term, saying, let's lock these guys up, you know, let the chips fall where they may. If there's going to be a salary floor, we're going to get these guys cheaper. If there's going to be a salary cap, we're going to be able to fit them in. I don't think it's independent from that. I'm maybe wrong. I usually never am, but I don't think it's independent from that. Now, you take a risk. They did this with Lara too. You take a risk. Well, what if the guy sucks? This is guaranteed money here in baseball we're talking about. So if the guy sucks, then you've made a mistake. But that is the risk reward that you're trying to take with these guys. They've done their due diligence. It is likely these guys will not suck. That's at least what they're banking on. But, you know, there could be injury or whatever. You could Corey Koski. Like, remember Corey Koski just fell wrong and he couldn't see. You never know if a freak thing's going to happen or not. So you're taking that risk. But I do think with this Brewers front office, they have put everything into making sure that this is a win-win for both sides. I don't think they're trying to take advantage of these players. I think they understand the framework in which they are currently operating and maybe in the future operating in. So I don't think they're trying to take advantage of anybody. But they're also not just going to give money to the, you know, next available prospect. It is interesting. Do they have, because it seems like they're giving away a lot of money, or they're giving out a lot of money, you know, $50 million. But again, if that's spread over 8 years, you're looking at five, six a year. You're looking at something like that. So it's not going to destroy you, but I don't think they're doing anything. They're not taking advantage of these guys, and these guys don't feel like they're probably taking advantage of the Brewers. It's a win-win. Now they've got a few guys to do it, so more guys may be apt to do it. But then, are you going to lose the money for the guys at the big league level? Are you going to use? Are you going to lose that? Are you going to take out from your pot to go get a free agent? But that doesn't seem to be the Brewers' MO anyway. So I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see if it works out. These won't always work out. At some point, if they continue to do this, they will give a 7-year, $50 million, $65 million, $80 million contract to a guy, and it will not work out. Even if you look at the big contract they gave Yelich, I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money, and he's not worth the money he's getting paid in a vacuum. But they did that for a bunch of different reasons. And I do, when I look at this team, I do like smile every time Yelich is there. Because Yelich has become the Braun, where Braun was with Fielder and Hardy and Hard and Weeks. And then when Yelich and some of these newer guys came up, Braun was still there. Well, now Yelich is the old guy in the clubhouse, and he's seeing Churio up. He's seeing Terang up. He's seeing Contreras getting traded for, Garrett Mitchell, Cooper Pratt. I mean, he's looking around, and these guys are 10 years younger than him. Brewers, oh, by the way, I'll mention that. They won tonight, 2-1. They beat the Guardians. Robert Gasser, 5 2/3. Just 2 hits allowed, struck out 5. You'll never believe who got the win. Blew a save and then got the win. Aaron Ashby, so galaxy brain work from him. So that puts his record now at 10-0. And then Uribe and McGill getting the save. The Brewers won on home runs. Both of the Toyota territory, I believe. Terang in the 4th and Garrett Mitchell in the 7th. So a big night for the Milwaukee Brewers with 2 swings of the bat, take a 2-1 victory, and they are now 44-26, 4.5 up of the St. Louis Cardinals, 7.5 up of the Chicago Cubs. And the last time we did a standings check in the NL Central here, everyone was still over 500. In the division, the Pirates are a game under, and the Reds are 2 games under 500. Sad to say. Ben says Yelly might be the last big contract we dish out, and unfortunately, I missed the soccer game. I saw what you were up to, though. I saw you had the little grill going with the Miller Lite in the backyard. So you had a good night as well. I saw those posts that you made about that. Bryn says, Brew Crew has always been my number 2 NL team, and baseball is better when they're good. I'm riding high on the Nats right now, though. LOL. Is baseball better when they're good? That's a good question. Is baseball better when the Milwaukee Brewers are good? I don't know that that resonates, because you could say the same about the Rays. But how much, as a Brewers fan, have you talked about the Rays this year, other than, hey, the Rays are kind of like the AL Brewers? I'll take your word on it. You know, if you're a Nats guy out in DC and you think baseball's better when the Brewers are good, sure. Small market teams means being good makes me more invested. All right. Yeah, I like that. I like that argument. But is baseball better when the Yankees are good? We would say, yeah. Yeah. Is baseball better when the Dodgers are good? Well, maybe not. Is baseball better because the Mets are bad? Yeah, kind of. I think so. You know what's better when they're good? Is college football is better when the Badgers are good. because they're kind of brewery, right? It's like, oh, they're better than we thought, and then they won 10 games, and then they don't win anything. They had a good season. They maybe won a Rose Bowl, but they never, like, won anything. Is this year going to be different for the Brewers? Is this year going to be different? Does anyone feel that yet? Does anyone feel like, hey, this year is going to be different? Because I do go back to the lockout situation. If I was in charge of the Brewers, and I'm already taking risk and reward, and I know that we are a team that we want to be good and we don't want to be bad. We're bites of the apple, summer of entertainment and passion. We want to be competitive every year. Every year, we're going to put out a roster that you're going to look at and say, ah, geez, 78 wins, but it's the Brewers, so maybe 85. And then they're going to go out and win 95. And that is a really nice lane that they found themselves in. The issue is, if you try to get out of that lane by shooting up, so you're in this nice, comfortable lane, if you try to get out of it and, like, go all in, or push your chips in the middle, or try to bring in a big rental or some sort of trade at the deadline, then you're taking away from the strategy that you've built, where guys come up, you trade guys like even an Isaac Collins and a Caleb Durbin. These were guys that were in the rookie of the year voting. Caleb was third, and it wasn't good enough. We got to trade and get other guys in here. So if you're the Brewers, the moment you say, we're going to do a little more this time, yes, you are risking that you're going to get better. That's going to happen, but you're also risking that eventually then you'll get worse. So it's like feel good now, but pain later, or just feel pretty okay all the time. And the moment you try to feel better, you know you're going to feel worse. It's like those people that get headaches after they get naked and have sex. So I've read about this. Sometimes people get headaches. Not me. I gave the other people headaches and regret when they're like, whoa. Jake says, this is a bonus year. Once guys like Mate and Pena are up, there will be a 3-4 window to go for it. Ben, this year is make the World Series or bust. If they don't even make the World Series, I'll be depressed for a long time. And again, so that's where next year comes into play. And if I were the Brewers, I would say, I'm going to play under the assumption next year's not happening. I'm just going to assume for us, next year's not happening. So we're going to pay these guys. We're going to bring them up. We're going to make a trade. We're not going to trade the top prospects, but everybody that the fans don't know is a household name. Like, we're not trading the Cooper Pratts. We locked them up. We're not trading, you know, Jesus Mate. He's going to be the guy. But there's other guys in our system that are available to trade because we're going to try to go all in this season, knowing that we have a year to kind of recoup and refigure it out for 2028. So I wouldn't go like all in where you're trading a lot of these prospects, but I would go all in thinking 2027 doesn't exist. And I don't know how it's going to. I don't know how it's going to. I keep thinking this, and I've thought this for 3 years, and I say it, and is this going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, we were so afraid of the big thunderstorm coming and then it just rained in Franklin? I don't think so. I think the forecast is right on this one. So I personally would play like 2027 doesn't exist, or I would just tell the guys like, yeah, we're going to field a good baseball team if you guys fucking show up, or if we let you show up. But we are planning in Milwaukee to go all in 2026, and we're going to give this ballpark over the Savannah Bananas for fucking 15 nights out of next summer. And let the Milkmen play a series here or some shit. I don't know. Could you imagine no baseball for a whole summer? If you're going to have a lockout baseball, could you have done it in a World Cup summer? Could you have done it now so that we still have other stuff like going on? If Cooper Pratt wasn't up today, I don't know how much of this game I watch. I mean, I'd probably throw it on the computer, maybe. But I was like invested. I got to see how this kid's going to do. And I want to see what number he's wearing. Was he number 12? So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty wrapped up in the World Cup. So, bad timing, baseball. Do things on the BART schedule, please. The BART schedule. The roster move to bring up Cooper Pratt was to then DFA Luis Renjifo. And I kind of feel bad for him. I mean, I know he's getting paid. I didn't hear you come in. I just see Ben's face. Jesus Christ. Shut up. My thing didn't pop. I didn't hear you come in. Ben Al is here. Ben Al.
What's up, Bart? Good evening.
Hey, thanks for checking out Tom's.
Yeah, thanks for we bought the seats, my wife and I, for the game. It was awesome. It was a great experience. Like, I'm bummed I missed like seeing the Miz live that night, but the both were pretty historic events, I thought. Probably equal for a Wisconsin fan.
I was watching this the U.S. Paraguay game, and I was so wrapped into that and just having a great time. And then I text like the guys I was with, like, hey, that was fun. You know, one of those texts. And I said, I just can't believe a 4-1 win. And the other guy goes, oh man, even more crazy what Miz did. And I'm like, yeah, Miz is great. I had no idea until like 11 o'clock that night. I just wasn't on my radar at all, but yeah, that was great.
I saw the pitch. I saw the 104 or 104.5 pitch. But then at the end, when they showed 15 Ks, I was like, wow, that's amazing. But I still didn't know that it was a Maddox until the next day, under 100 pitches and everything. So I don't know. It's a tough choice because I'm not like a diehard soccer fan, but I do really enjoy the World Cup, have my whole life. That's not the complete reason why I hopped on. I just wanted to comment on Jake's comment for next year and your comment for next year. I agree with you significantly that you have to prepare like next year isn't going to happen. And Jake's mindset, I think he could be right, but I don't think the team is ever going to be better than what we currently have in the system. Like it's the same, it's bites at the World Series at this point then.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. This team's good enough. They got a good enough manager. They've already shown you that they're not playing around this year, and I don't think anybody's catching them. It's a long season, sure, but they seem like even when there's a little speed bump, they're right back at it. They're winning, you know, they're winning games that are very losable. They could have lost.
I don't even think they can mess themselves up because, like, yeah, Devil Magic, even tonight with Murph pulling Vaughn to hit Frelick in a grand slam spot, you know, he's just doing stuff. Like there's no way he does that in the playoffs. And I mean, they won 2-1. And you did that move. It's crazy. Like it's almost like tempting. What do we have to do to not be good? I don't want to go there though.
Oh, I just got an email from Twitter. I posted video of Messi scoring and
They didn't like that.
No, I got a Digital Millennium Copyright Act. So I got to unlock my account.
These popular people problems.
Well, no, because I took a video of Messi scoring just to highlight like every touch is great.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching the game or at least the highlights because I didn't even catch what happened. What did Argentina won, I'm assuming?
Yeah, 3-0, and Messi scored all three goals.
Oh, shit. Wow. Yeah.
He's insane.
That's amazing.
It's the best. He is just, I mean, he's the best. Oh, look at even Andrew Wagner's watching the game. Look at this. All right. Anything else?
No. Appreciate the platform as always. And go Winkler versus go Wisconsin sports, man. USA.
Friday, 2 o'clock.
Friday, 2 o'clock.
I'll have a post game. I will have a post game.
I'll have to stream it at work or something. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Get the work colleagues into it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it. Yeah, I believe in you, Ben.
Thanks, Bart. Yeah.
All right.
Have a good night.
I'll see you. Ben, when people jump in, there's a little face on the bottom of my screen, and it normally makes a sound that I can hear. And I didn't hear his, and I had switched back and forth, and then there was Ben. And he was normally Ben's, like, on the video, he was in his car. It was just, but I always appreciate Ben and anyone else hopping on. I put out the link when I do these lives. They show up in the comments. Oh, if you ever want to jump on.
Grainger knows when you're a procurement manager for an office park, you're not managing one building. You're managing all of them. And to stay ahead, you need to see through walls and around corners. Lights about to fail, filters ready to clog, HVAC on its last leg. If you wait until something breaks, you're already behind. Count on Grainger. For quality products, easy reordering, and 24/7 support. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are, and honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and make it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Jake says, Brewers being a good team through a rebuild is a blessing and a curse. Because they're like always rebuilding. They're like always in this process. And we just talked about that. The other thing with Renifo, I do feel bad for him because no one liked him. He hit like 205. He didn't do anything. And I feel bad because the Brewers know they're going to bring up Cooper Pratt at some point, but they don't bring him up right away, service time or whatever, get him more reps. It's just when you look at some of these rosters, and they always talk about this, like when you look at some of these rosters on opening day, they caution you, well, it's just the opening day roster, that doesn't mean it's, and it they're right. I mean, there's so many guys on these opening day rosters. I try to do the Sporkle quizzes, I forget all these dudes because it's just you're here for what. And then throughout the season you bring in like the Eric Sogards and the Nate Orfs, and there's all these guys that the team doesn't care about. You like to care about Pratt, to care about Yelich. They care about all that kind of stuff, but they don't care about some of these other guys. They're just warm bodies, and Renifo was always that. Now, whether he accepts the demotion in Nashville and we see him again later, I don't know, but we'll find out what happens with that. I do have a slightly controversial Brewers broadcasting take, if you'd like to hear it. Oh, you would? Great. And I know there was some charitable aspects to tonight, but we were a little heavy on the guest tonight. You know, Matt Arnold, I get it. Cooper Pratt's up. Okay, Sophia in the crowd. I get it. Then you got the other thing on top of it. I just felt like sometimes I watch these Brewers broadcast, and it feels more like a talk show's happening with a game in front of them. This is a very, I'm not even sure this is a complaint. It's something I noticed and was like, huh. A TV complaint is Fox going full screen commercial during the hydration break in soccer, which A, they don't need, and B, fuck you. Stopping a soccer, you might as well just stop the clock and play quarters at this point. And I think that would be a sin. But you might as well do it. Let's not fool anybody. We are not playing halves here. We are playing quarters. Teams are getting 3 minutes to re-strategize and move pieces around and totally change momentum. Part of soccer is the endurance. You need to be able to go for 90 minutes with a halftime. Two 45-minute spurts. And that's why you see so much flopping in the past, because these guys do get tired. Guess what? You haven't complained about flopping as much this World Cup. You know why? Because now if you're down and you need attendance, they take you off the field for a full minute. So these guys don't flop anymore. And all they ever did to flop was really, really either time-wasting or to catch their breath. So it's like a double thing. So in one, you could say, oh, hydration breaks are good. Now less people are flopping, but that's a byproduct of something else happening. But that's a sin. But I just thought the Brewers, I really like the Brewers broadcast. I like the whole thing. And I like the drone shots, but we don't, like, every broadcast, you shouldn't be trying to win a fucking sports Emmy. Okay? I get it. You could put a drone outside of Miller Park and see the skyline. I don't need that every game. Again, I'm not saying these are complaints. I've got other things to worry about. But on the topic of the Brewers, these are things I have noticed. And tonight I noticed there was just a lot of action. And BA was back. Maybe BA was like, hey, I like this team. I was in France. I've been doing NBA. I haven't followed this team nearly as much as I think I need to. Could you give me a few crutches? I'd feel even bad insinuating that because he's great. And I feel even worse. I almost don't want to say it. I kind of miss Levering on the TV tonight. I kind of heard BA and I was kind of just like, Levering's really taken that job and made it his thing. Again, these are not complaints. They're not even like caterpillar complaints. Like they're not going to cocoon up into a butterfly and then like they're not even the basis for what's going to turn into a complaint is what I'm saying. These are just things that I'm thinking about and noticing. Okay. Ben had to answer this question from JR. Totally normal for a grown man to be sitting in their car alone at 10:30 at night. Hope that dude is okay. Ben later said he's at the grocery store. I first thought that was going to say totally normal for a grown man to be sitting in their car, to be sitting in their basement alone at 10:30 at night. Hope that dude is okay. Happy Place Hemp Drift, promo code BART. I'm going to have to get into one of these tonight. I do like the seltzers. You better have merch options at the tailgate. You will sell out and make money. You know what I really want to do? Hold on. You know what I really want to do? I want to do giveaways at the tailgate. This is going to be August 6th, Brewers Pirates, because for the last tailgate, I bought this giant roll of tickets. And I've just been sitting on a giant roll of tickets. And so maybe I thought I could do like a ticket giveaway. Also, controversial, not really, but another tailgate note. I believe I'm not going to buy a tailgate space. I'm going to recruit two or three of you to get there early with me. And so we can just like have four spots. Because I don't need to be paying $500 for a space, right? Or two spaces. Nobody really does it that way. I need a Winkler versus flat brim like I need it. Yeah, we got, I mean, I got. I get it. I'm on it. I need one. I'm promoting all this other shit. I've worn SummerSlam 94 a bunch. Seltzer's the purchase. Yeah, we'll do it good. But I am going to recruit some people. And I'll need help on the grill. I don't know where Matt's been. I think he's here. I don't want to just text Matt and be like, hey, I haven't seen you on the show in a while. Can I hire you to I'll hire him. Yeah, fuck it. I'll hire him. There we go. Problem solved. All right. So great night for Messi. Great night for the Brewers. Great night for the Winklerverse. Anytime we get the chance to hang out for a little bit, it always is. I've been tracking where I'm going for these World Cup games. I did think I'd get to more places by now, but one of the problems is these games at 5 o'clock, you know, kid just comes home from camp and we like to play. We play basketball tonight and we play Royal Rumbles on 2K26. I do fear he's addicted. Well, I don't fear it. I know it. I see it. He comes home and I don't even, he like pees his pants on the way to fire up the PlayStation 5. And it's very native to him now. He knows exactly how everything works. Anyway, I'm going to go upstairs and give him a kiss goodnight. And then I'm going to come back downstairs and watch Austria, Jordan. Post game show for that, if anyone's interested. Otherwise, we'll talk later in the week. Reminder, next Tuesday, we'll be live. I'm just about to go. Finally, I caught one live. But we'll be live next Tuesday for the bulk of the NBA draft. A little bit of a, what's a good word for that? What's a good word? If I'm going to be broadcasting live for the NBA draft and you can view the NBA draft along with me, and I can kind of be like the second screen. How about a watch party? We up for a watch party? How about that? That sounds like a good idea. Let's get that trademarked, Tim. Thank you all for stopping. Oh, yeah. The Giannis stuff. Just a matter of when. I wondered if it was you, Brendan. I miss you, bud. I should, like, text you. Not tonight, but I'll say hi to you another time. I do miss you. I do miss you. All right. Oh, if I'm trying to get a Chuck and Wicket reunion, I would want you on that. We were going to do it in March Madness, and then I don't know. Wicked had an excuse, and then I let a lot of things just like drop. You know what? Today's going to be the first day of the rest of my life. We're going to turn shit around starting today. Starting tomorrow. Thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The most memorable gifts aren't found, they're made. Zazzle is a custom marketplace where you pick any product, a mug, a card, a tote, a phone case, and make it personal. A photo, a name, an inside joke. The kind of gift that actually fits the person. That's what 30 million customers have been coming back to Zazzle for over 20 years to find. Right now, save 25% on your first order at Zazzle.com. That's Zazzle.com. Make it zamazing.